The night of the election, Marian Allen said she wanted to do something, something good.
And I heard about this women's march on Washington, and I thought, wow, what a great idea.
In the past few weeks, Allen and other organizers have coordinated a march that will begin at Sitka's Crescent Harbor Shelter and end at St. Peter's Sea House. The space will be filled with tables hosted by local nonprofits that invite marchers to take direct action on local issues.
I feel that change is going to come from the ground up. It's, you know, Washington is so deadlocked that I think it really is just going to be a groundswell of people.
It's a few days before the march. We're at the Island Institute, and poster board is strewn about the floor. Most of the dozen sign makers are young women, some of whom are part of a local activist group that meets every weekend. They're coloring in block letters defending subsistence, gender equality, and racial diversity. One sign says, "Dear the women who started this fight, it's an honor to take each step with you." Allen says this younger generation inspires her.
I was a women's studies major as an undergrad, actually the first woman ever to graduate from UC Berkeley with it. And just connecting with these young people made me realize it's coming into being, you know. There's this huge upsurge of people who are, they're just accepting that it's what you want to be, not your definition by your gender or your sexual orientation or the color of your skin or your religion. And the younger generation gets it.
Co-organizer Kathy Ingallinera says the march is open to all.
Men can come, children can come, well-behaved dogs can come.
The last time Sitkans organized a big march was in 2003, condemning the war in Iraq. For Ingallinera, this time it's about marching for something, not against, and she wants her sign to reflect that.
So I might go with healthcare, or women's rights, or LGBT. There's so many issues that we have to address.
But she thinks she wants to dedicate her sign to Representative John Lewis of Georgia, who said in an interview that Donald Trump was not a legitimate president because of Russian aid. In response, Trump tweeted that Lewis was all talk, no action.
I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that he would knock down a civil rights pioneer.
This feuding on the national level has trickled down to Sitka. When Ingallinera posted news of the march on Sitka Chatters, a Facebook group, an argument exploded over what the march really means. It's carried on for a week, and most of the commenters are women. Ingallinera wants critics to know that Saturday's gathering is less about Trump and more about translating the issues people care about into action on the ground.
All these issues have been brought to the forefront in the last couple months that no matter who was in the presidency, we need to deal with. And we need to work locally on these issues.
Kjersti Koskinen doesn't see it that way.
To people who are not involved in it, it feels like it is about sour grapes with the election more than anything.
Koskinen has been weighing in heavily in the Facebook debate. She wrote, "I thought we were a place women could all be in solidarity, rather than breaking off to be a special club only for women who hold the same political views." For her, organizers say they're marching for groups and issues they care about, in an inclusive way, but they're really marching against Trump and against half of Sitka's voting population who went for him.
They're like, oh, it's not a protest, it's merely a march. And I'm like, but it's linked to a protest. It's in solidarity with a protest. You know, Snoop Dogg has put out threats to people. Madonna has shaved her pubic hair for the event. Like, it's, you know, you're doing this in solidarity with all these people who are clearly protesting.
Koskinen plans to watch the inauguration. And while she declined to say who she voted for, she's hopeful about Trump. She likes that not everyone in his inner circle shares his views.
Just, you know, Steve Harvey last week, or just people who definitely didn't vote for him, and they leave feeling like he is sincere. So I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged that he surrounds himself by people who have different opinions than he does.
And whatever happens these next 4 years, when it comes to resolving problems in Sitka, she thinks protest is not the way.
I think it would be constructive to get people in a room to talk about issues. Like, I don't know, even gun control, or the pros and cons of everything. I think if you put people together and people can really talk about the pros and cons of things, they can find out where the common ground is and realize that the other side isn't as dumb as you think they are. And I don't think that marching and loudly and carrying signs ever helps you to come to understanding of anybody else.
Koskinen ended by saying, we all want the same things, right? Peace and prosperity. The question at the center, then, is which tools of our democracy are best for accomplishing that? The march begins at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.